All right, friends and neighbors, it's Pastor Bob, and this is the 11th Jesus story of our 24-segment expedition into the stories of Jesus. Thanks to Pearl S. Buck, we take these stories from her wonderful paraphrase of the Bible called the Story Bible. And we have been on story 11, Jesus and John the Baptist, and we're ready to finish that up today. So I will read the last part of yesterday and flow right into today's. Remember, yesterday we had the words from the book of Isaiah at the end that Jesus told John's disciples to tell John the Baptist so that he would know, he could be sure that Jesus was the one. So he quotes Old Testament prophecy. And then the last paragraph from yesterday goes like this. By these words would John be answered. Jesus sorrowed for his plight. But there was nothing he could do except send him that message. And Jesus knew that John had more need for reassurance about the Messiah than he had desire to be helped by miracles himself. Say this also to him, Jesus said to John's disciples. Say, blessed is he who never doubts me. And now today. The two men went back to John with a report of Jesus' works among the people and the things that he had said. When they had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about the prophet John. When you went out into the wilderness to hear the words of John, he began, what did you go to see? A reed swaying in the wind? No, that was not what you wanted to see. And did you think you would see a man clothed in soft raiment? No, for those who are luxuriously dressed live in the houses of kings. Then what did you go to see? A prophet? Yes. You saw a prophet, and much more than a prophet. This is the man of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare the way before you. John is that man. And I say to you, that among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. Yet great though John is, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Those who listened and were baptized were absolved of sin in the eyes of God. But the Pharisees and the scribes, being not baptized, rejected for themselves the counsel of God. Therefore I say, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear, believe, and act accordingly. Now John the Baptist heard the news of Jesus' healing works, and also of the tribute paid to him by the man he now believed unquestioningly to be the Messiah. And this message was the last one brought to him about the powers and sayings of Jesus. King Herod's wife, Herodias, still nursed her hatred for the imprisoned prophet. She would have him killed the moment he was seized, but Herod had denied her every plea. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he had refused to harm him. Indeed, he spoke kindly to the prophet and listened to his words. In the course of John's imprisonment, he had spoken often to him, learning much. And of late, he had even showed some signs of changing his evil ways. But Herodias was still looking for revenge. Now, she saw her chance through her daughter, a dancer of much grace and skill, who had been born to her when she had been Philip's wife. For Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, high captains, and the leading men of Galilee. And this lovely daughter came in at her mother's request and danced before the king and his illustrious guests. All were delighted by her sinuous dance. When it was over, the king, mellowed with wine, called to the girl and said, "Ask of me what you will, and I will give it to you. You have my oath upon it. Whatever you ask, I will give, up to half my kingdom." The girl had need of nothing for herself, but she knew that her mother had a request to make. Therefore, she left the banquet room and went to see her mother, who had chosen to wait discreetly in the background. "What shall I ask for?" the girl said to her waiting mother. The evil woman made no attempt to conceal her eagerness. "The head of John the Baptist," she replied triumphantly. The girl went back to Herod. "My wish is that you will forthwith give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter." Herod was shocked into sudden sobriety. He had made a foolish oath before all the people of the crowded banquet hall, and the consequences of it were upon him. His heart was sorely troubled, and he was exceedingly sorry for the rash promise he had made. But he still had no wish to kill the earnest Baptist, from whom he had begun to learn so much. But because of his oath, and the guests who sat there watching him and waiting for his answer, he knew that he could not refuse her. He hesitated only briefly. Then he sent a guard with a message for his executioner. "Bring the head of John the Baptist into the banquet hall at once." The executioner went down into the dungeon and performed his grisly task. When he had done so, he brought John's head into the great hall upon a serving platter and gave it to the girl. She did not want it. She gave it to her mother. Her mother took it gladly, smiling exultantly at the pathetic sight. That tongue would never again speak harsh words against Herodias. When John's disciples heard the dreadful news, they came to the prison and removed the body so that they might give it a respectful burial, as John deserved. Then they went to Jesus and told him what had happened. He sorrowed deeply for his cousin the prophet, he who had gone before to prepare the way. But with the death of John, Jesus' work had become even more urgent. He called together his 12 apostles to teach them all he could, and he urged them to redouble their efforts. He himself called on all his time and energy to travel about preaching and healing before time ran out altogether. Jesus knew that his danger was increasing daily. It would not be long before Herod began to express an interest in him, and not a friendly interest. And at the same time, the scribes and Pharisees were becoming more and more outraged by the doctrine that he preached. Already, they had held meetings with the Herodians as to how they might silence what they thought of as a blasphemy and heresy. Yet, he continued working, even harder than before, and speaking to people with growing urgency. He went about through cities and villages, preaching and bringing to his hearers the good tidings of the kingdom of God. With him went the 12, and certain women too, who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary of Magdala, who was called Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 devils. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, a woman named Susanna, and many others. They helped to look after the needs of Jesus and his disciples. And together, they journeyed through Galilee to spread the gospel message. And that concludes Jesus Story 11, Jesus and John the Baptist. Tomorrow, Middle Sabbath, our Wednesday, and we have a new story, the 12th story in our series, Parables and Miracles in Galilee. Look forward to starting that tomorrow, speaking with you. But until then, have a blessed Tuesday. Be well. Stand strong. Keep the faith.